Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And with me today, I'm joined by my good friend, my business partner, Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don is internationally known around the world. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that don't know Dandy, there's many times during the week I can't get in touch with him because he lives out in Colorado Springs. He gets out underneath that beautiful azure blue Colorado sky. And Dandy likes to get high. I am not making this up. He's a rock climber. He even has a podcast for rock climbers. Welcome to the show, Dandy Don. How are you, sir?
I am Dandy, as my moniker. Absolutely fantastic. And no rock climbing today. It's too cold here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. But I'm so happy to be here today on this show.
It's really inspiring for people in the podcast industry and the radio business, because you started a little podcast just as a novelty, and you've got a tremendous following of people. Would you share a little bit about that podcast? And you've got a sponsor, don't you, sir?
I do. There's so I started it because my first book I wrote was 50 Athletes Over 50, and I've been wanting to understand how to stay active as I get in higher levels of vintage. And I'm very passionate about rock climbing. I wrote a book called Vertical Mind, which is about mental training for climbers. So I started this podcast for climbers over the age of 40 so that they can stay active in climbing for as long as possible. And it's really just taken off. People absolutely love it. I've been having a blast meeting some legends in climbing. And I've got actually two sponsors now. I have a sponsor in Sharp End Publishing. They're a publishing company by climbers for climbers. And my other sponsor is eyeglass maker for their Belay glasses. And it's called iSend Belay Glasses.
Wow, that's really amazing, because those glasses you were telling us about last week, a little bit on the show, you don't have to look up when you can actually it's kind of like a periscope or something, isn't it?
Yeah, when you're belaying someone up a cliff, you end up having to look up quite a bit, and it really can wear on your neck do this for decades, right? So these glasses allow you to look forward and they so you can see straight up. They're an amazing, amazing invention.
Wow, it really is. That's very valuable. That's like having not rear view. You normally think of rear view mirrors or cameras in cars, but the ones that we used to have, they were always on. So you could see cars behind you, cars on each side of you with a little screen there. And that's extremely valuable to be able to keep looking straight ahead, focused on what you're doing, and be able to see what and know what's going on around you. And that's really an amazing thing. And Dandy Don, you know, you've talked about your Vertical Mind book. That book was converted in other languages, wasn't it? You had one or two.
It was converted to Russian. We actually had somebody from Russia approach our publisher because they have nothing like that in Russian. So it actually has been translated into Russian.
That's really amazing. Last week, ladies and gentlemen, on the show, we had Mr. Rick Cesari. And Rick is a video marketing guy. You can download the podcast here. You can go to YouTube, Jim Grant Live, all one word. And you can get to find us on iTunes, Your Future Is Now. But Rick has had some tremendous success with videos. He's a video marketing guy. And he's marketed companies and people like George Foreman Grill, OxyClean, Sony Care, and his latest is the real-time pain relief with George Foreman. He's really excited about that. He had a lot of great information. If you'd like to listen to his show, please go to toganet.com/shows Put in Your Future Is Now, and over on the right, you can download all of our podcasts. Everything is there. You can go to YouTube, Jim Grant Live, either way. And today, we have a very special gentleman on the show. Dandy Don, you and I met Mr. Noah St. John out in Phoenix, and I was super impressed with him. How about you, sir?
Yeah, he gave a great talk. And you know what? He's just a super nice guy, you know, helping so many people. I, you know, the little bit of time that we had to spend with him in Phoenix, he's just a great guy. He's just so much fun to be with.
He really is. And we've been trying for some time to get him on the show and between our schedule and his schedule, because my goodness gracious, he is the only author in history to have works published by, I think it's Hay House and Harper's Collins and Simon & Schuster, Mind Valley, Nightingale, Comet. And Chicken Soup for the Soul publisher. I mean, he is just, he's just, what, 15 books, I think it is. And his latest book he's going to talk about is the new book, The Power Habits, The New Science of Marketing Success Automatic. I want to hear more about that. How about you, Dandy?
I absolutely do. 15 books? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's really, I mean, most people, if they write one book in their lifetime, that's an incredible accomplishment. So I want to hear more about that, too.
Absolutely, because I've written a few pamphlets, you know, but they say I got a good book in me. But let's welcome Mr. Noah St. John to the show. Welcome, Noah.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. It is a distinct pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, thank you, sir. And I'd like for you to share a little bit about your powerhabitsbook.com that you've got a website there for. Would you share that with us, sir?
Yes, absolutely. As you mentioned a moment ago, my new book, my 15th book, is called Power Habits, The New Science for Making Success Automatic. And your listeners, because they're listening right now, when you go to powerhabitsbook.com, powerhabitsbook.com, very easy to remember, you can actually get $299 in free gifts when you order the Power Habits book over at powerhabitsbook.com. So it's very easy. All you do is go to powerhabitsbook.com, enter your order information. You can order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or even your local bookstore. Just order and then enter your order information. And then I will send you a digital gift package worth over $299. And by the way, for those of you listening who have a team, maybe you're in real estate or network marketing, or you have a company, when you buy 10 or more copies of Power Habits at powerhabitsbook.com, I will also, in addition to that digital gift pack, I will also do a free Zoom training for your team, which we have companies around the world that are doing this, and I'm doing trainings for, whether in real estate or network marketing or even the health profession, dentists, doctors, attorneys, chiropractors. So, you know, you get that. That is a $10,000 value because you're listening to this program right now. So just go to powerhabitsbook.com, order 10 or more copies, and I will be happy to do a training for your team as well.
That's really amazing, isn't it, Dandy? Because we use Zoom a lot ourselves, because Zoom is a great training tool. Plus, for the ones that cannot make it, you can record everything, save everything, and they can look at it on their schedule. That is the beauty of technology today. And Dandy, I know you use Zoom quite a bit, don't you, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like being there. And so, Noah, that's a fantastic offer. How valuable that people would actually have a chance to get on a virtual room, right, and be on with you for some training. Wow, fantastic stuff.
Well, thank you. And what I want everyone to know, you know, because we're definitely going to talk about power habits and really what it means for you over the next hour. But really, the big picture of why I wrote this book and why so many people are talking about it and having me train their teams on it, it's really this is the culmination of over two decades of work that I've been doing in the business and personal growth industry over the last 20 years. In fact, I started my company, successclinic.com, in 1997. With $800 and a book on how to do HTML. So from those very humble beginnings, I mean, I didn't know anything about sales, marketing, business, accounting, bookkeeping. I didn't know anything about really how to run a business, or certainly not how to run an online business. There was no such thing as digital marketing really back then. There was no social media. Social media meant sitting around and watching TV with your friends. That's what social media was back then. But anyway, you know, from those very humble beginnings now, you know, I've trained in over a dozen countries live. My products are sold in over 125 countries all around the world, according to Google Analytics. And, you know, we've helped our clients and coaching members add over $2.7 billion, that's billion with a B, over the last two decades, meaning we've helped entrepreneurs, business owners, business professionals, sales professionals, health professionals, network marketers, real estate people, people in all types of industries, working moms, to add six figures, multiple six, seven, and yes, even eight figures to their business using my Power Habits system. So that's why people just kept begging me really over these last few years to come up with a new book. And, you know, that's what Power Habits is really all about. It's about understanding the power habits of unconsciously successful people, what highly successful people do unconsciously that they can't teach you. So what many people say to me is that, you know, I'm not the first coach that they hired, but I'm usually the last coach that they hired. And that's it's a great compliment.
That really is. I really like that, because as you were talking, the thing that it really hit me, Dandy, was the fact that he started with a dream and an idea with a little bit of money. And look how that has grown, and look how he's touched a lot of people's lives. He talks about getting rid of the head trash and training your brain. I mean, my goodness. And plus the fact he's invested over two decades of hard work and sweat equity into this. So you've got a great guide. You've got a person that can help you get from where you are to where you want to be. And if you go to powerhabitsbook.com, excuse me, and you order it, you can get up to $299 of free gifts. Dandy Don, that's amazing, isn't it, brother?
It is. And the 20 years of wisdom that are in that book is incredible, incredible stuff.
Yes, it is. Because when Dandy Don and I saw Noah speak on stage out in Phoenix, Arizona back in May, I knew we had to get him on the show, because I knew he could be a blessing to the audience. And right now, I know for a fact, as we're getting ready to go to a commercial here in a couple of minutes or a couple of seconds, excuse me, but I know there's someone out there that's going to go to powerhabitsbook.com, because Noah, I know that you can help them, brother. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
And ladies, you're quite welcome. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break here for commercials. We'll be right back.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Year, the United States Postal Service successfully ships over 160 billion packages and letters, with bills traveling through the mail at twice the speed of checks. Automated sorting machines read zip codes and directs the mail to the proper destination. But last year, they failed to read some 2.4 billion pieces of mail, all because of cacography. That's bad handwriting. So what happens to all that errant mail? The post office hires more than 700 postal clerks to decipher the most difficult ones. When a sorting machine discovers an illegible address, it scans and sends a digital image to the clerk's computers. Amazingly, the average clerk can crack the code in just 3 seconds. Not everyone can keep up, though, as management at the post office is always pushing the envelope.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don at SpeakersPathway.com, we have some complimentary gifts there, don't we, sir?
We absolutely do. If you go to SpeakersPathway.com, you'll notice in the menu at the top, there's something called TED Training. And we just launched a training on how to get on a TEDx stage, give a great TED talk to boost your brand and really up your credibility. So go there, click on that, and you can download the 5 simple steps to your kick butt TED talk, and that'll get you started.
That's really amazing opportunity there because, ladies and gentlemen, Dandy Don is known as the speaking geek, and he can help you become a selects expert. Selexpert. Explain that for him, Dandy.
Yeah, so I just got the trademark for that. I was thinking about who has an easy time getting on stages. Well, celebrities. And many of us are experts in our business, and many people struggle with getting on stages. So I came up with a process and coined the term Selexpert, which is celebrity expert, to help people get on stages, bigger stages, better stages, and monetize their message.
Absolutely. And that leads us right into what Noah St. John is going to talk to us right now for quite a bit. And that is getting rid of the head trash, because that really does block a lot of good positive energy, doesn't it, Noah?
Well, it really does. And really, these 15 books that I've written, as you mentioned earlier, is really all about essentially this one subject of helping people get rid of what I call your head trash. So, for example, when I'm giving a keynote speech for a company or an organization, or whether I'm doing a private workshop, or whether I'm doing my own live events, we have a live event twice a year called Freedom Lifestyle Experience. But whatever I'm speaking in front of an audience, whenever I'm doing that, this is one of the big, big topics that comes up. So head trash is, the way that I teach it is head trash is the voice in your head that says, I can't do it because dot, dot, dot. And then you just fill in the blank, right? So for example, everyone has a dream, right? We all have a dream. We want to, help more people. We want to have a big impact. We want to make a nice income, and we want to have that influence in the world. We want to, influence our families, our communities, and really the planet. So we really, what I say is we want to, find our message, find our tribe, and change the world, right? That's really one of our things that we help people with. Well, but then when you say that, the very next thought for so many people is, well, I want to do that, Noah, but I can't do it because, right? And then I always hear the same thing. I can't do it because I don't have the time. I can't do it because I don't have the money, because I can't afford it, because who's going to listen to me, because I am, I don't look the right way, or I need to lose weight, or I am divorced and I have kids, or I don't have kids, or I'm a Martian. I mean, whatever people say, right? I mean, they come up with all these crazy excuses. But here's the thing that I want all of your listeners to realize is that you always make yourself right. See, you always make yourself right. We humans have an almost infinite capacity to make ourselves right. If you don't believe me, put a Democrat and a Republican in a room and have them watch a political speech and see what happens, right? Have a Boston Red Sox fan and a New York Yankees fan watch a Red Sox-Yankees game. Now, are they watching the same game? Well, yes and no. They are watching the same set of circumstances that happens on the field, but are they really watching the same game? The answer is no, they're not, because when one team does well, one person's happy, one's miserable, and the other way around, and so on. So you get the point. We all of us have an almost infinite capacity to make ourselves right. So when you say, Noah, I want to grow my business, I want to make more money, I want to have greater impact, greater influence, and greater income, but I can't do it because, whatever happens after the word because is what you believe and what you're going to defend to the death, even though you don't want it. So the point is, this is one instance where you don't want to make yourself right.
You're absolutely correct. And one of the things that you were saying there about the way people self-justify their reasons and all that, that really does shackle them. And it reminds me of a comment that Robert W. Jones likes to make about people that want to change their life, to get started, become an entrepreneur, and they go from working in a cubicle in corporate America, and they enslave themselves in their solitary confinement in their cubicle mm-hmm. in their home. Mm-hmm. And they find ways of self-justifying that. And I know, Dandy, we had Robert W. Jones on the show here a couple of weeks ago, and he really, you know, in fact, we titled that show, Are You in Solitary Confinement? And it was amazing how when he said that, it just made perfect sense, didn't it, Dandy?
Yeah, if you're an entrepreneur, you've been there. and it can be lonely. And yes, we all at one time or another tell ourselves or think to ourselves, I'm not good enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. Right, Noah? I mean, if somebody's out there saying they never had those thoughts, they're probably fooling themselves.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because the irony is that this is what I really talk about in the Power Habits book and in my Power Habits Academy online training and at our live events, is that there actually is a tiny, tiny minority of people that don't think that. Now, they're what I call the naturals of success. Now, the naturals of success are these highly successful people that we all know. We all know their names. They're the big name gurus and all that. You know, we see them on stage or see them on TV, and they're saying to the rest of us, well, just believe in yourself. And mm-hmm. the 99% of us are sitting there going, well, that's great, but I don't believe in myself. What am I supposed to do? See, so I would always listen to those guys, you know, just like everybody. I'd read all their books and I'd go to their seminars. I spent all this money, and they would always say the same thing. Well, believe in yourself and set your goals and think positive and look in the mirror and say you can do it. I'm like, okay, I tried all that. Why isn't this working, right? And so what I realized in 1997, when I had this flash of insight, that's why I started my company in my college dorm room all those years ago, because I realized that the naturals of success are unconsciously competent at allowing themselves to succeed. Now, I know that's kind of a mouthful, so let me just break that down, and I know we're going to be going to a break soon, but let me just really quickly explain what that means. Now, whenever we humans want to master a new habit, we always go through four stages of competency. The first stage is unconscious incompetence. That means you don't know you don't know. The second stage is conscious incompetence. That means you know you don't know. The third stage is conscious competence, which is you know, and then the final stage is unconscious competence, which is you do without thought. You do it without thinking, right? So it's like driving a car, right? Everybody listening to this program, I bet, you know, knows how to drive a car. But at one point in your life, you actually had to go through those four stages. The first stage, you didn't know how to drive a car, right? Nobody comes out of the womb and says, hey, where's my car, right? It doesn't work that way, right? So this, you didn't know. And then the second stage is you got to about 8, 10, 12 years old, and you're like, man, I want to get away from my parents. How do you get away? I want a car. How do you drive a car? Shoot, I don't know how to drive a car. What do I do? Right? So now I know I don't know how to drive a car. Then you get to, you know, age 15, 16, 17, you take driver's ed and you learn how to drive a car. You become consciously competent at it. But of course, really, at first, it's really hard, right? But then you become consciously competent. And then, of course, now today, for most people listening, you know, you are unconsciously competent at driving a car. You do it without thinking. Now, think about all the things that we do every day that we do without thinking, right? Speaking, writing, you know, reading a book, listening to the radio, you know, tying your shoes, getting dressed, and so on, right? There's literally dozens of things, maybe hundreds, that we do every day without thinking. But here is the key that I want everyone to realize. These naturals of success, these highly successful people, have become unconsciously competent at allowing themselves to succeed. What that means for you is that they're saying the same thing. They're all saying the same thing. Set your goals, think positive, believe in yourself. There's nothing wrong there, but it just doesn't help. That's why people say to me, Noah, I spent $30,000. I spent $50,000. I spent $100,000 on all these other programs, and they all said the same thing. And then I came to you. I hired you as my coach, or I came to your live event, and you were the first person that showed me what they never said. And that's what all of my books are about. That's what the Power Habit System. It is what highly successful people do unconsciously that they're not even aware of, and therefore they can't teach it to you. That's what the Power Habit System is all about.
That's really amazing, because you've been able to take all of your experience and all the money you've invested, and you've been able to put all the pieces together to help someone complete the circle. And if I may, that's exactly what Dandy Don and I did at the Speakers Pathway Coalition. We saw people spending a lot of money not getting results. Mm-hmm. And you come from the heart just like me and Dandy Don. And Don, us putting the Speakers Pathway Coalition together was just a real blessing for us and for a lot of people that.
Yeah, it's like Noah has done. Spot a problem. Find if you have the solution, just spread the word, right? Go out and show people what you found out.
Absolutely. And hopefully you're getting some inspiration, because a lot of you, you've got an idea out there, but you've become mentally paralyzed with this head trash that Noah's been talking about. And that is what's keeping you enslaved in solitude. Solitary confinement. And if you're in solitary confinement, you're in your home office, your little cubicle there, wherever you have your computer and all this, you need to reach out and you need to get in touch and tune with people like Noah St. John, get his book and seek help, because that is the first, to me, that's the first point and the first step in the right direction to realize that you need help. Everybody needs help, don't they, Noah?
Well, that's the first step of transformation, is awareness, right? The first step, whenever we want to go from where we are to where we want to be, the very first thing we need to do is become aware of the problem. And then the second thing is become aware of that there is a solution. See, what so many people say to me at my keynote speeches or my live events, or even when they hire me as a coach, they said, Noah, I didn't know anybody had the answer. We had one gentleman who came to my Freedom Lifestyle Experience live event. He said he had spent 40 years trying to solve this problem, and I showed him how to solve it in a weekend. Just 3 days. And it was something he'd been searching for 40 years for. And by the way, now he's doing multi-billion dollar real estate deals. He had never done anything approaching that before he came to my event and before he hired me. So these are just some of the stories, the amazing real life stories that we have from people all around the world.
That's really important, because when Dandy Don and I heard you speak on stage out there in Phoenix, we knew we had to get you on the radio show, because what you have the unique flavor of doing is showing how everyday people can overcome their struggles, how they can get from where they are to where they want to be. And we just got a few seconds left for our next commercial break. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to give the website again about powerhabitsbook.com. And Noah, if you would... when we come back, I want you to share with people how they can get in touch with you. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
To lose weight, we know that each day we need to burn more calories than we take in through eating, and exercise burns more calories. According to Discovery Health, a 150-pound person will burn about 60 calories while taking a one-hour nap. 1 hour of sitting and watching television burns about the same. But if that 150-pound person takes a 1 hour brisk walk, then say goodbye to more than 250 calories. Cardio exercise like running, biking, swimming, and brisk walking are the best modes of exercise to burn the highest amount of calories and will get the endorphins flowing in your body. Those feel-good neurotransmitters boost your mood naturally. So use exercise to burn calories, lose weight, and to feel good. I'm Annette Hammond. To hear other fitness and weight loss tips, visit our website at AnnetteHammond.com.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. If you'd like some complimentary gifts there from some of our wonderful executive training directors, please go to SpeakersPathway.com. Click on the middle button that says complimentary gifts, and we've all six of our executive training directors, they offer free gifts there. One of our executive training directors is Mr. Dustin Matthews. And Dandy Don, we are so honored to have Dustin as a member of our team, aren't we, sir?
We are. He's the chief education officer at WealthFit. He does his own podcast, and he's all about showing people how to maximize their wealth. Many of us aren't taught those things, and so that's the mission of WealthFit. And his podcast is fantastic. I listen to it all the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because when we had him on the show before, he talked about no one teaches you how to balance a checkbook. No one teaches you how to manage money, and he was so correct, and I had never really thought about that. You know, it doesn't matter how many college courses you take or whatever. But our guest today is Mr. Noah St. John. His website is noahstjohn.com. That's noahstjohn.com. He has the powerhabitsbook.com. All of these will be in the description of the show. You can download it. Please subscribe to the show. And Dandy Don, we were talking during the break, and you wanted to hear him say something about some kind of hidden connection. What was that hidden connection? You remember?
Yeah, the hidden connection between habits and money. Tell us more about that, Noah.
Yeah, absolutely. I talk about that a lot in the Power Habits book. And so one of the big, big things that we talk about, not just in the book, but also in our live events and keynote speeches, is this hidden connection between habits and money. So when we look at any human endeavor, anything that we want to do as human beings, there's always two components. There's the inner component and the outer component. At my company, successclinic.com, and at my live events and trainings, we just call it inner game and outer game, just to keep it simple, inner game and outer game. So inner game is everything that happens between your ears that you can't see directly, but you see the effects of it everywhere. Let me give you an example. When I'm speaking at a conference or giving a private workshop or even my own live events, I often say to my audience members, I'll say, what is one area of your life where your beliefs don't affect you? And the people will go, And I'll go, exactly. There's no place your beliefs don't affect you, right? I mean, your beliefs affect your health, right? I mean, it affects your ability to, you know, be healthy, to feel good about yourself, your self-confidence, self-esteem. They also affect your relationships, don't they, right? Your beliefs affect your family life, your social life, your friends, family members, intimate relationships, but also your business relationships, your career, you know, whether you get that promotion or not. It also affects your money, your finances, and everything else in between. So literally, there's no place in your life where your beliefs don't affect you. However, you can't see a belief, right? You can't see a belief. You can only see the effect of it. Not only that, but you can be doing really well in one area of your life, but meanwhile, another area might be stuck or struggling. For example, you may be doing really well in your health, but maybe your relationships are struggling. Or maybe you're doing, you know, your business is going great, but your health is suffering, or vice versa, or whatever it might be. So you see, it's not just a cookie cutter, one size fits all approach. It's really very customized to each individual person. So that's your inner game. But then we also have your outer game. Now, your outer game is everything you can see directly. That's your habits, your lifestyle, your behaviors, systems, and strategies. You know, for the entrepreneur, it's all of the blocking and tackling that you have to do every single day. It's all of your lead magnets, your web pages, your sales funnels, all of the stuff, the digital marketing piece that so many people talk about. But what's the problem is that so many people are either doing one or the other. In other words, let's say you have the person that's only focused on their inner game and they're just ignoring their outer game, or they just don't know how to do it. No one's taught them. No one's shown them the blueprint, the way to do it. Well, that's where you have what I call the highly evolved broke person, right? I've literally had people come up to me at my seminars and at my live events, and they'll say, Noah, I watched The Secret 37 times, and I kept playing the lottery knowing that I was going to be a millionaire, but I'm still not a millionaire. What happened? What did I do wrong? And I went, I go, well, first of all, they lied to you. That's the first thing. They lied, you know, and no, it doesn't work that way. You know, it's literally like saying, I'm going to get six pack abs, right? I'm going to get six pack abs. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm going to eat junk food, never exercise, but I'm going to think positive. I'm going to think about my six pack abs. How's that going to go? Right. I mean, it's silly, right? When you say it like that, but people really believe that it works that way with their money or their success. And why? Because they've been lied to, because the gurus they lie, right? They just make up stuff because it sounds good, right? It sounds exciting and sexy. And it's like, oh, think about money and money falls in from the sky. Oh, really? What planet does that work on? I'll move to that planet, right? Because on the planet Earth, we have to do this annoying thing called work, right? If we want six-pack abs, if we want a happy relationship, imagine trying to have a happy relationship. And all you do is, you put down your spouse, you talk bad about them, but you think positive. You see how silly it is? And so that's the point. So many people have been lied to, have been sold in just an incorrect, a false, bill of goods by these, lying sociopaths, I call them, that are sadly, they're very loud, and there you go. But so the point is, we need to master. That's why, for example, both in my books and my trainings, my coaching, and at my live events at Freedom Lifestyle Experience, for example, day one is all about inner game mastery. We start with your inner game. We start with your beliefs because of what I just said. There's no place your beliefs don't affect. And people literally, sometimes on day one, the very first day, sometimes we have people just in tears because they've been holding this in. They're not even aware of it. Remember I said earlier that the first stage of transformation is awareness? They weren't even aware that they had all this head trash that they're walking around with for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, right? So, I mean, it's powerful. It's transformational. And then on day two, a Freedom Lifestyle Experience, we show them the outer game, right? That's all the marketing stuff. That's, yes, you have to do that too. You have to do all the digital marketing, the sales funnels, the lead magnets, all that stuff if you want to have the thing called money. Certainly if you want to do it online on your website. I actually teach how to have what's called a cash machine website. That's literally where your website is printing out money for you. Now, it sounds like silly. It sounds like a cliche, but it's true. I mean, when you put this in, when you automate it, and I give you the tools to do that, I mean, it's literally like having a cash machine. So it's pretty awesome. So there's no place in the world where you can get both of those, both inner game and outer game. And that's what's so exciting when people join us, at Freedom Lifestyle Experience. And also, go to our other events and, hire me, because there's people out there that say all you need is positive thinking. All you need is personal growth. And I get the point. I mean, it's crucial. It's so important. But that's not all you need. And then there's some that say, well, all you need is marketing. Marketing, 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 marketing. Well, yeah, that's important too. But what if I'm carrying around this 10 tons of head trash, which most of us are, you see? So you must have both. And that really is the hidden connection between habits and money.
It really is. And I like the way you use down-to-earth expressions and, painting pictures for people, because Dandy Don, as I was sitting there listening to Noah share his information, I was kind of like, wow, I want to know more. I want to know more. How did that grab you, brother?
Yeah, I definitely want to know more. And one thing that occurred to me as you were talking, Noah, is, the loud sociopaths. I love that. and here's the thing is, we'd like to think that that's true. We like to think by taking the vitamin that we'll get the six-pack abs, or we like to think that there's this easy way. But it's a combination of knowledge and work to create skill to actually do it, right?
Well, listen, we're all lazy bastards. I mean, let's be honest. I'm a lazy bastard. We're all lazy. Who wants to work, right? I mean, I don't want to work. I'm as lazy as the next person. And so that's why sociopaths are winning, because it's like you feed them, right? It's like, hey, take the pill and you lose it. So, yes, we all want that. And I get it. But that's what it hurts me, because when I see people being taken advantage of, it hurts me. And frankly, I've been taken advantage of. I'm a gullible guy. I'm a trusting guy. You know, if you tell me something, I believe you, you know, because I'm, mm-hmm. If I tell you something, it's the truth. And I'm like, I used to think that that's how people were. And I've come to realize in this industry, that's often not the case, sadly. So, I mean, I had to pay these gurus over $500,000 only to find out they can't teach their way out of a paper bag. You know, they truly suck at teaching. And, you know, But they're great at you know, painting these imaginary things. And you know what? Here's what I'll say. Maybe it works for one person. I'm sure it worked for them. But if it only works for one person, you have what's called a personality. But what the problem is what if you don't have that personality? What if you're not, you know, loud and boisterous or whatever? See, I'm a naturally shy, introverted person. I know it doesn't seem like that on this program or when I'm on stage, because of course, this is my job, right? I mean, my job is to entertain and educate and enlighten, hopefully, right? Do all those things at once. But so the point is, my idea of excitement is curling up with a good book. So I don't have that kind of personality, that, you know, larger than life personality. But that's the problem. You know, I paid all these guys all this money, and then I said, well, what the heck? There's nothing there. There's no there. And so what I realized, it's the difference between a personality and a system. See, that's why I'd rather brag about the car that I helped you get that's in your garage rather than the cars that are in my garage. See, when you go on social media, all you see is all these guys, and hey, look at all my cool stuff, look at all my cars, aren't I awesome? And you're like, yeah, you're awesome, but have you helped anyone else? And the answer usually is, no. Right? Because, I mean, no, they often haven't. You know, that's the issue. So I'd rather, that's why I brag about my clients. You know, I'd rather brag about the person that came to me. She was $60,000 in debt. We got her to a six-figure income in less than a year. The person went from $5,000 a month, making $5,000 a month in sales, to $75,000 a month in sales in less than a year. Mm. And the person doubled his income, you know, in less than 6 months. I mean, it just goes on and on. When you go to our website, you'll see just story after story after story. You're like, wow, these are real people, real stories, you know. And that's what's so exciting, is that's when you know it's a system. It's not just about a personality.
Absolutely. You know, and what I really like about you, Noah, and what I really love about you, brother, is the fact that you are totally against these people who want to put people together with cheap glue, as I like to say it, and sell them a false hope, because that is horrible, because they don't realize that that really damages them and injures them and robs them of the true riches of life, of joy and jubilee that you speak of in helping others. And Dandy Don, I know that you've had a lot of opportunity to help others. And how does that make you feel, brother?
That's why we do it. It's why we founded the Speaker's Pathway, right? I mean, you don't have a seven-figure workshop, do you, Noah?
I do have a seven-figure workshop. Why do you ask?
All right. I don't want to insult you, but I'll just say something that I've said many times is, many times you go to a seven-figure workshop for a couple of days and you walk away with seven figures, right? But they're all zeros.
But not with Noah.
Not with Noah.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
In today's business world, a helping hand or idea that doesn't come with an invoice is a treasured find. And if that happens to you, then you need to pay it forward to keep other entrepreneurs from making mistakes or getting a raw deal. It's called Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10, 9 a.m. Central. Josephine is going to have the guests describe their accomplishments, the lessons they've learned, both good and bad, and then sharing those pieces of knowledge as we create a movement of paying it forward. For more information about Josephine, her business, and background, you can go to mymomknowsbest.com. Josephine Gerasi has always been a problem solver. She saw this need and has turned it into a movement. It's Paying It Forward. With tips, tools, and advice, and hard lessons learned, these pieces of knowledge can make a huge difference for you, your business, and others. So join us for Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. Central, on toginet.com.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Me and Dandy Don McGrath are here with a great friend of ours, Mr. Noah St. John. And oh my goodness, you could just feel the passion just reverberate through the airways here, because we know Noah and we know the kind of person he is. He's got the same kind of heart that me and Dandy Don have, because he is one eager beaver when it comes to helping people, isn't he, Dandy?
He certainly is, and our hearts are in the same place. One of the reasons Jim and I started Speakers Pathway Coalition is we saw people going to very, very expensive training, and 8 out of 10 people wouldn't get any results. There, you know, people would, yeah, but most people weren't, and we created something different, and so we're totally aligned. And one thing I would like to hear more about from you, Noah, are you said something on the break about the four elements of the freedom lifestyle. What can you just tell us more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, our live event is called the Freedom Lifestyle Experience, because I literally want people to experience this freedom lifestyle. So, of course, people ask me, well, Noah, what does that mean? What is the freedom lifestyle? So, you know, what I've been teaching my $25,000 platinum coaching clients, you know, people from all around the world, professional athletes, celebrities, CEOs, working moms, I mean, you know, people from all walks of life, is that the freedom lifestyle really comes down to four elements. And those elements are time, energy, relationships, and money. Time, energy, relationships, and money. So think about this. Imagine if you had $1 million in the bank and no time to enjoy it. Would you say that's freedom? Would you say that's abundance? I don't think most people would, right? Mm-hmm. What about if you had $1 million and no energy, right? No energy mm-hmm. to enjoy it, right? You're just all lethargic or depressed or sad or angry all the time, right? That's not abundance. That's not freedom. What if you have $1 million and no relationships, right? No one to enjoy it with. Just a real quick story. I took my wife on a trip to the Grand Canyon a while back. She had never seen the Grand Canyon before. It was actually right before our Freedom Lifestyle Experience event, so I wanted to treat her to something special. So I got us the VIP cherry on top best experience, you know, best this super duper thing, right? And so we got on this private plane, and then there was a helicopter, a boat, a bus, a car. I think there was a goat involved somewhere. I mean, it was pretty amazing. So anyway, it was really just awesome. And so it ended up being just my wife and myself, and then this older gentleman was also with us. So it was really, this is a very private tour of the Grand Canyon. It was exciting. So we got to the end of the tour, and we were about to get on the plane, the private plane going back to Las Vegas. And the gentleman was sitting there in the airport hangar at the Grand Canyon, you know, waiting to go back. And so I said to him, you know, wasn't that fun? And he goes, yeah, it was great. And I asked him, how long have you been waiting here? You know, I noticed that he seemed to have been waiting for a while. He says, well, I've been sitting here for about an hour. And I thought to myself, I said, now, that's funny. You've got the Grand Canyon here and you're sitting here in an airport hangar for an hour. Why would you do that? And then it struck me very powerfully that the reason that it was so fun, what made it exciting and fun, was sharing it with my wife, with my best friend. See, so that's what relationships are all about. I think it's not just the experiences that we have, because you can have all the money in the world, but if there's not someone there that you're sharing it with, it really doesn't have any meaning. And so that's why the relationship piece is so important. But then, of course, the final step or element is money. I mean, money is very important. Anyone who says money isn't important probably doesn't have any, number one. And number two, as the great philosopher David Lee Roth once said, money may not be able to buy you happiness, but it can buy a yacht to pull right up next to it. So Now keep that in mind. So listen, all of those elements, time, energy, relationships, and money, that's why at Freedom Lifestyle Experience, and really with all of our coaching, all of our programs, we want people to have that experience where you have the time to do the things you want to do, where you have the energy so that you can actually enjoy them, so you have the relationships that, you know, make everything worthwhile, and you have the money that you can actually do the things that you want to do when you want to do them.
You talked about the Freedom Lifestyle. You've got an event coming up in Las Vegas pretty soon, don't you, sir?
Yes. Well, we do it twice a year. It's called Freedom Lifestyle Experience. You can actually learn more about it at freedomlifex.com. Freedom Life and then the letter X. freedomlifex.com. And what's really awesome is because your listeners are here listening to this program, they can actually get a free ticket. They can, when they buy one ticket, they get a second one free. So they can bring a guest for free. And also, your teenagers are welcome to come for free as well. Anybody in your household that is a teen is welcome to come for free as well, no charge. So what we enjoy doing is working with, you know, our teen students. We've had, you know, people, youngsters as young as 11 years old. One father actually brought his 11-year-old daughter to one of my recent events. He said it was the very first event he'd ever taken her to, and he didn't trust her with anybody but me. And I was very honored by that. And, you know, we've had 15, 16, 18-year-olds. We had one girl, a 16-year-old, came to one of my events, went home, took everything that I taught her, and started her own online business. Now she has a six-figure business, you know, online, starting from scratch. So, you know, I always say to people, listen, you know, if you are still listening to your head trash that says, I can't do it because, I want to show you 500 examples of people that have done it who, you know, were either in the same position as you or maybe even worse off than you. So don't listen to that head trash that says, I can't do it because that is, in fact, the number one thing that's holding you back right now.
It really is. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because when I was in school, I was told, you know, finish high school, go to college, get yourself a good education, get with a good job, be set for life. And that doesn't work anywhere on planet Earth. and that's some of that head trash, some of the lies. And it's been shared with you and taught to you in good faith. But the problem of it is, it's got more holes in it than Swiss cheese. And I mean, a lot of people, you know, bless their hearts, young people, they go, and we're really doing a huge disservice to our youth. And that's part of what Robert W. Jones and Sean Jones with Network Together is doing out there in Phoenix. They're getting the community together to help one another, to promote youth. And I'm so glad that you're offering to allow people to come to your Freedom Lifestyle Workshop. Let the young people in, because what they're going to hear at your workshop, ladies and gentlemen, trust me, I'm personally endorsing the Freedom Lifestyle Workshop with Noah, because they're going to hear some things they've never heard before. And Dandy Don, I'll tell you, when we were out there in Phoenix, Noah shared a few things with us that I got to be honest, I had never heard before. And as soon as I heard it, I go like, wow, that's really right. And I'm 71 years of age. But again,
well,
please,
the one thing that stuck in my mind, and I wrote it down immediately, and I want to hear more about this from you, Noah, is affirmations as opposed to affirmations. And I thought that was fantastic. Can you explain more about that?
Yes. As we all know, an affirmation is a statement of something you want to be true, like I am rich. So I often have my audiences stand up and say an affirmation like I am rich, and they go, I am rich. And then they go, and then everybody starts laughing. And I go, what are you laughing at? And they go, well, I'm not rich. I said, well, you just said you were. And they go, yeah, but I don't believe it. See, so the problem isn't the statement. The problem is we don't believe the statement. So back in 1997, I invented something that I call the affirmations method, affirmations. And actually, you can go to affirmations.com and learn more about that as well, my affirmations method, affirmation system. So what an affirmation is, it's an empowering question that assumes that what you want is already true. So instead of saying something like, I am rich, to which your brain says, yeah, right, you would say, why am I so rich? Why am I so happy? Why am I always in the right place at the right time? Now, because of the embedded presupposition factor of the brain, your brain is automatically searching for an answer to the question. And because of that, what we're talking about is the law of sowing and reaping. As you sow, so shall you reap, right? It's been taught for centuries. Mm-hmm. However, what are we sowing? We're sowing seeds of thought. right? This goes back to what I was saying earlier about your inner game. These are the thought seeds that you are sowing every day, thousands and thousands of times a day. But what's the problem? What are most people doing? Sowing lousy thought seeds. Why am I stupid? Why am I so fat? Why can't I lose weight? Why isn't my business growing? Why can't I get more customers or clients? Why is there more month left at the end of the money? Right? When you ask lousy questions, what do you get?
Lousy answers.
Lousy answers, right. And that creates a lousy life. So, you know, back in 1997, I invented this process called the affirmations method. I was actually in the shower when it happened. In my books and my training, I call it the shower that changed everything. Because I lived through my affirmations method, have changed hundreds of thousands, maybe even over a million lives. We'll never really know what the upshot is or what the total number is. But literally over a quarter million people around the world have used my affirmations method over the last two decades, and we've helped people literally around the world to double or even triple their income in less than a year, to start or grow their business, scale their business, find love, overcome addiction, overcome PTSD. I mean, just the stories go on and on and on. That's why affirmations are actually the first of the power habits that I share in the Power Habits book, which your listeners can get at powerhabitsbook.com.
Thank you so much, Noah. And, you know, Dandy Don, we're just so honored to have Noah on the show with us today, because Noah's a guy, he's known worldwide. He's been on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, Parade Magazine, Entrepreneur.com, The Huffington Post, and yet his passion allowed him and drove him to say, I want to be on Your Future Is Now. Dandy Don, I'm so honored to have Noah with us today, aren't you, sir?
Yes, you make us look really good, Noah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All I had to do was sit here and drink coffee and say, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these messages. But well, all of his websites, but all your websites that you've mentioned there, affirmations.com, freedomlifex.com. Ladies and gentlemen, all of those, according also along with the powerhabitsbook.com and noahstjohn.com, they will be in the description of the show. We kindly asked if you'd be kind enough to download the show here at Toginet, toginet.com/shows/ Your Future Is Now. You can download the show. Please share this valuable information with others. And again, before we go, right quickly, I want you to hit again about that $299 in free gifts. I mean, I'm just a fool for free gifts. $299, that's my price range, especially if it's free, right, Dandy?
Absolutely.
Would you share it again with us with Noah?
Oh, absolutely. So it's powerhabitsbook.com. Very easy to remember. Powerhabitsbook.com. And absolutely, your listeners will get over $299 in free gifts when you order the book. And if you order 10 or more copies, I will also do a free Zoom training for your team, whether you're in network marketing or real estate or an entrepreneur, you have an organization that wants some training on power habits, the power habits of unconsciously successful people. Just go get 10 or more copies at powerhabitsbook.com. I'll do a free Zoom training. That's a $10,000 value. Absolutely free, because you're listening to this program right now. So get all that at powerhabitsbook.com.
Absolutely, because ladies and gentlemen, Noah speaks on stages up to 25,000 people. That's how valuable and how much in demand he is. And that's why I said earlier, we feel so honored for him to take time out of his busy schedule to be with us. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Noah St. John for being with us on the show today. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we'll catch you next Friday. Thank you so much for tuning in.